Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us. As we transform from the inside out with our feelings, with our thoughts, with our words, and with our actions, so does our world, so does the world. And it can happen under grace with our knowingness that it is so. We hold the key to our outer world, to the outer world, with our feelings inside. So we begin each day with our meditation, and before we go into it, we start with our message from God that will set our direction for today. From the book of the same title, Messages from God, page 62. Your outer world is a reflection of your inner life. Your outer world is a reflection of your inner life. Empty your mind of fear, hatred, and guilt. Fill it with peace, joy, and love. Let me share that again. Your outer world is a reflection of your inner life. Empty your mind of fear, hatred, and guilt. Fill it with peace, joy, and love. This is the basis of our reason for coming together each day. This is the reason we come together to transform the outer world by transforming our inner world first. This is the basis of even Gandhi's world famous quote, "Be the change you want in the world." It all starts with the knowingness that as you empty all those emotions that hold you back, fear, hatred, and guilt, that have been shaping your immediate world and the greater world, consciously and unconsciously within you, you will transform your world and the greater world with just the opposite of what you've been unknowingly in most cases or unable to know how to change. You'll transform it to peace, joy, and love. Some people just simply want to, okay, all right, it's all going to be okay. When things go bad, we just kind of put a Band-Aid over it and say, it's all going to be okay. It will be okay as you transform whatever inside of you creates that explosion outside of you. You don't necessarily mean for it to happen, and yet it happens. Sometimes it's with words. Sometimes it's with physical reactions. Sometimes it's stuck in your head like a record player where the needle is stuck in a groove and keeps repeating a certain word or phrase over and over and over again. Your outer world is a reflection of your inner life. It is simply throwing back to you, as in mirroring, what you're really feeling. You can't really hide it. Many of us have learned how to put on the happy face, how to act like everything is okay, perhaps even sound like it. And in truth, you cannot run away, you cannot cover it up, you cannot even pretend. What is happening in your immediate world and the greater world is a reflection, a mirroring back of what's inside of you. Sometimes it doesn't seem like that. Then all of a sudden, something happens. The worst thing you can imagine happening for you, your worst fear, things you've been anticipating could happen for ages. And that's why you're in this, in quote, cover-up mode. And it comes back to you like a boomerang. The feelings and fears you're holding inside of you, those thoughts and images you've been holding inside with anticipation, anxious anticipation, the concern for what people will think, the danger, potential loss, and the pain, and the sadness. And the more you hold on to that, something happens in your world, in the greater world, and it seems to come right back to you. The consequences come back. The consequences of your anxiety, your fear, your anticipation. To anticipate is to take before. So when you're holding on with fear to some inner vision, image of what you really don't want to happen, it has no choice other than to actually happen, because we attract exactly where we are inside. We are magnetic energy, as defined in physics, and therefore whatever we focus on expands. And if your heart and your mind are focused on fear, hatred, and guilt, then you'll have thrown back at you, as in reflect, thrown back at you, come back to you, you'll bring back into your life more things to fear, hate, and guilt, and feel guilty about. And so as you learn and accept that is what you are doing, and allow the fear and the hatred and the feeling guilty that's been running your life to be resolved, to be lifted up and released, you make space for the peace, joy, and love. It's when you let go of these strong negative emotions by releasing your memory and thought about those things that you've already experienced and or what others have been feeding you most of your life. Others being family, people in the community, that so-called leaders, ministers and teachers, and government officials, or things you've even heard on the radio or TV, or read in magazines and newspapers. When you let go others' feelings about things that you've taken on for yourself, then you allow a void to be within you and be filled with a new energy. And you may choose that energy. And you may choose peace, joy, and love. We hold the key. You hold the key. You did not come into this world as a child filled with fear, hatred, and guilt. That is a learned response. Your natural, innate emotion is pure joy and love. All the rest is learned. And when you're able to recognize and release the fear, the hatred, and the guilt, you open the inner doorway for your true being that is always there to shine through again. You see, the others, that fear, hatred, and guilt, is simply like trash that you keep throwing inside of you and pushing it down deeper and deeper and deeper. and it can be released. And it can be released under grace. How do you know that you even are filled with fear, hatred, and guilt? Especially when it's not evident, it's not really huge in you, but it's there. What I've experienced in my life firsthand is sometimes from myself, sometimes from others. One example I remember is I was entering a gym and the lady asked for ID. Apparently they changed their policy. And I took personal offense to it for some reason and attempted to, in quote, fight the system, hold back, was resentful, and seemed to be taking it out with her. I felt my whole body overtaken with a strong, very strong feeling of dislike and ill will, which, by the way, is a definition for hatred. I found this happening in me. Now, this goes back many, many years, but it is so clear in my mind, that experience. And when I left the front desk, it's like I asked myself, what happened? Where did this come from? And so that was a clue within me that I was still holding on to some strong, strong emotions and unforgiveness towards others, towards myself. This woman was a total stranger. I had nothing against her, and she was simply carrying out the rules, and the rules had changed. And they weren't asking for a whole lot, but I took it as a personal invasion of privacy. I seem to have a thing about that. And I seem to have lashed out. And it only happened like in a flash. Simply a reflection of a part of me that lived and held on to hatred and fear. And then more recently, in fact, over like a holiday, families get together and expect happy, good times. And my sister and I were on a great outing, had a wonderful day, and we were coming to a traffic light. I forget if it was a traffic light or a turn, and I simply said, oh, it's this way or go that way. And I guess I was playing backseat driver in the seat next to her. And yet she didn't seem really present at that moment. I didn't do it the whole trip, but just that one time. And she lashed out at me. Really emotional, which really wasn't a smart thing, I guess, for me, not realizing it was like a catch-22. Do you speak or do you not speak up? Had no idea that would happen. And my speaking up tapped into something that she was hoarding on to about me, giving orders. And yet it was a safety issue. That same drive back, we're approaching a toll booth where you have to stop and put in money. And she is flying along. And I saw there was a car there stopped, and she did not decrease her speed. And I, for a split second, said to myself, do I speak up or not because of this just a half hour ago verbal lashing that I experienced? And I spoke up. I chose, and I know I yelled the word, stop. And gratefully, she did finally hear it. And instead of slamming into the car in front of us, it was more of a fender bender tap and barely a scratch. And then as she got her composure, this time she thanked me. What happened earlier was a reflection of her inner life, her inner feelings about me. It didn't matter how much she put on the window dressing that she loved me. It didn't matter how many gifts she gave me. And believe me, I showed up and I received over a half dozen gifts for, in my opinion, I don't even know why. It was a holiday, but there were so many gifts, so many hugs, so many things that seemed overboard and beyond what was real. And I share with you, that was a reflection of feeling guilty for holding on to a certain feeling of hatred. Yes, it sounds harsh, and yet it simply was, to some degree, her dislike for me or things about me. Anticipation of what would happen, my showing up, a remembering of past experiences as she remembers them. They don't even have to be true, you know. Our memories see it the way we want to. So I share with you what happens in your outer life is a reflection of your inner life. When those kinds of things happen, those outbursts happen, it's just a reflection that within you, you still are holding on to some degree of fear, hatred, and guilt. And the beauty of our meditations is that you have an opportunity very easily to recognize the truth without pulling it apart and analyzing it. That really doesn't serve you. Simply releasing it and coming back to the truth of your being, to be filled with peace, joy, and love. And the more this becomes your true natural operating style, if you will, then you will attract within you more peace, joy, and love. And you'll discern that in every moment you have a choice how to respond. And when that fear starts to rise up, you'll recognize it and in an instant make a higher choice. You'll have an opportunity to observe as you transform inside, people around you start transforming how they respond to you. You'll have an opportunity to observe as you transform inside experiences that come to you will be of a higher nature. You hold the key, and our meditation is a perfect way to resolve the past that's been holding you back, creating a void so you may be filled with higher energy to move you forward. And after all, that's what we're here to do, to grow and be divine vessels of love. We're talking about our immediate world. And yet, when you really recognize it, each of us is like this radio tower, sending out these waves of energy. And therefore, with our unknowingness, it is still happening. So when we see terror in the world, and you feel terrorized inside in such strong fear and hatred, the littlest amount or the biggest amount, it's a reflection of what you are sending out, those sound waves into the world. You see, everything is energy. Energy has light, temperature, and sound. And to reflect is to throw back light, heat, and sound. And so what you're feeling, what you're speaking, how you're acting, and your thoughts are all light, heat, and sound. And you are like that big radio dish tower sending it out. We think of radio towers as sending out sound. You're sending out that sound wave. And that sound wave, since it is being reflected, is coming right back to you. And that's the importance of transforming the sound and the energy and the light vibration of fear, hatred, and guilt. Releasing them under grace and in their place, coming back to your true nature, peace, joy, and love, and sending those sound waves out so they may be reflected back to you and to all of us. Think about it. Billions of sound waves being transmitted every moment of every day. You are an accumulation. And the sound waves you are tuning into, as well as the ones just randomly being sent and you're picking up. The higher your vibration, the more you are firmly connected, consistently responding from peace, joy, and love, the more you'll be able to reflect back that energy as you send it out. And whatever is coming to you, wherever it is coming from, you'll be able to reflect it back as peace, joy, and love. This is the reason we come to meditation. So you may reflect a higher level out into the world as you transform inside. So we're going to do that right now. I invite you to join me in meditation now. To come into your inner life. To breathe into your heart center. Long, deep, slow, gentle, gentle breath. Feeling your chest rise like the waves of the ocean. Rising up and down. As you see inside, the waves of life seeming to move you back and forth, back and forth. A certain lulling feeling, getting into the rhythm as you stay focused on your breath. listening to your breath, being one with your breath. Focusing on your heart center, following your breath deep within to your heart center and back out. Now allowing yourself to drop below the waves ever so gently, coming deeper and deeper inside this ocean of tranquility below the outer world. Peace and calm is here for you now. Feeling the peace as you come inside. Focus on your heart center. Noticing as if it's colored water all around you. Here in the ocean of tranquility within. Noticing the lights as if a shining star deep within. Deep down below. Allowing your curiosity to bring you closer and closer to this light. To this brilliant light, sun within. Breathing into it. Feeling magnetized to this light. Like a moth to a candle's flame. As you breathe into this light, it seems to expand, get brighter and brighter within you. You feel the warmth, the peace, and know this feeling as love. This light is here. Shine the truth of love within you now. Feel the gratitude to be here now. You have moments of such extreme anxiety, concern, worry, anger, hatred, guilt. You know they come out of nowhere once in a while. Recall any moment, that scene, what you were doing, who was there, that feeling, what you said, or how you felt. Simply see it again through God's inner eye, through this golden white light within you now. See that whole moment, that strong, intense moment that shook you up for that moment. See it, feel it with love. Simply bathe it with this light inside. From this place of peace inside of you, send love to that memory that is still vivid today. Send love to you for holding on to that emotion, knowing it was not about that moment. Allow your soul self to reveal what really was pushing your buttons that day. What is it in you that you fear? That you were afraid of losing? That you did not trust? What did you fear the true danger was? What could happen? Send love to you to release that pain, that distrust, that anxiety. Feel this love resolving that now. Old, old thought form . It is no longer real. It never was. Your higher self is here to guide and protect you always, lead you to safe passage always. Be assured, all is well, so you may be filled with this light and live your life in grace. Attracting always peace, harmony, and prosperity. Replay that image now, and now choose a different response. Choose peace, joy, and love. Feel peace, joy, and love. Feel peace, joy, and love. This is who you are. Allow your soul spotlight. Shine the truth on your being. A golden child, richly provided for at every moment. Directed under grace, kept safe from harm. Accept this gift. See and feel that moment from God's eyes, God's heart, filled with peace, joy, and love. Now, dear ones, focus on the light inside of you. Your oneness with this light. Feel the energy of this light. Know your true nature. Peace, harmony, and prosperity emanates here at your core center, at your soul center, at your heart center, here at the center of divine love within you now. Expect this, dear one. Peace, joy, and love. Feel this growing in you. Peace, joy, and love. Be this with every thought, every feeling, every action. Peace, joy, and love. Feel it now, passing through every cell and atom of your being, passing through every cell and atom of your being. Feeling the peace and the joy and the love bathing you from the inside out. Feeling yourself swimming in the ocean of tranquility, one with peace, joy, and love. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back to our everyday living, to live from this place, to be our true being. Peace, joy, and love. And choose again. Peace, joy, and love. And so as we began, we breathe. Long, deep, slow, gentle, gentle breaths. Feeling the love all around us, as we rise up slowly to the surface again, leaving our inner world and yet still connected. As we rise up, feeling the waves of the ocean, feeling ourselves being moved back and forth as we listen to our breath, aware of our chest rising and falling. Back here in the outer world, and yet securely connected to peace, joy, and love inside. Breathing into your hands and your feet, squeezing them ever so gently. Breathing into your heart and your head. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us.
We hold the key of divine love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity within us. We are magnetic energy. Let go of negative emotions to be pure joy. Let there be release under grace. Thank you, God. We are one. Om. Om. Om.
And it is so. God bless. Namaste.